Bismillah, all praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. I humbly ask Allah Ta'ala to raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad, his kind al, family and companions. And I ask Allah Ta'ala to protect us from blasphemy, kufr beliefs, kufr doings, and kufr sayings. The third category of apostasy, ridda, is the apostate sayings. Some examples are to say to a Muslim, O blasphemer, O Jew, O Christian, or O you without religion, meaning the religion of the addressed person is blasphemy, Judaism, Christianity, or not a religion. It is apostasy and blasphemy. However, if one says such words to a Muslim with the purpose of likening him to those non-Muslims in behavior, meaning that the addressed Muslim resembles the blasphemers in his mean acts, or that he treats the Muslims like the blasphemers treat Muslims, then it is not blasphemy, but it is an enormous sin. To mock one of the names of Allah Ta'ala, his promise of paradise and the enjoyment therein, or his threat of hellfire and torture, while knowing such matters, that is, the name, promise, and threat that one mocked have been attributed to him subhanahu, like the statement said by some vile people, tomorrow we will get warm with the fire of hell, as it contains mocking the religion and belying the Qur'an. Out of belittlement or out of stubbornness to say, if Allah ordered me with such a matter, I would not do it. Or to say, if the Qibla were changed to another direction, I would not pray towards it. Or to say, if Allah gave me paradise, I would not enter it. However, if they were not said out of belittlement, stubbornness, or belying the religion, then it is not blasphemy. To say, while sick and after another ordered him to pray, if Allah punished me for leaving out prayers despite my sickness, he would be unjust to me. Then one blasphemes because one attributed injustice to Allah subhanahu. To say something happened without the destining of Allah, whether that thing was good or evil. To say if prophets, angels, or all Muslims testified before me about something, I would not accept from them. That is, one does not believe them, then one is a blasphemer for belying the known religious texts. To say after another have ordered one to do a sunnah, like using the siwak, I will not do so and so, even if it is a recommended matter, sunnah, with the purpose of mockery. However, if one did not intend mockery of the sunnah of the Prophet, then one does not blaspheme. To say about one's enemy, for example, if this person were a prophet, I would not believe in him. Then one blasphemes for mocking the office of prophethood. To say, what is this law? Shara'a. When a scholar gives a religious judgment with the purpose of belittling the judgment of the Islamic law and objecting to it, then one blasphemes. However, if the scholar gave this person a judgment which he deems false and against the religion, and for that he said to him objecting, as if he is telling him, what are these words that you claim as the religion of Allah when they are not? Then he does not blaspheme. To say, may Allah's damn be upon every single religious scholar. That is, generalizing the damnation to all the scholars is blasphemy. However, if one did not mean all of the religious scholars, but meant specific ones, and there was an associating matter that indicates this meaning, such as if he had mentioned the corrupt scholars of his time, then he said that statement while meaning these specific scholars because of what he believes of their corrupt condition, then one would not blaspheme. Such a statement, however, is not clear of sin. However, if there were no associating matter that indicates specification, then he blasphemes even if he says, I meant the scholars of my time. To say I do not acknowledge Allah, the angels, the prophet, meaning our master Muhammad, or any other prophet, or to say I do not acknowledge the Islamic law, shara', that Allah brought down on his prophet, or to say I do not acknowledge Islam, then it is blasphemy in all. To say after a person said to one, why did you do this prohibition? Do you not know the judgment? I do not know the judgment with the purpose of mocking the judgment revealed by Allah is blasphemy and apostasy. To mention an ayah with the intention of belittling its meaning, like to say ayah 34 Surah An-Naba, وَكَأْسًا دِهَاقًا, after one has filled a cup with a drink, with the intention of belittling or disbelieving in what Allah promised the believers in paradise of full cups with enjoyable drinks, is blasphemy. This ayah refers to a cup full to the brim with drinks of paradise. Or to say ayah 20, Surah An-Naba, فَكَانَتْ سَرَابًا, after one has emptied a drink from a container out of belittling it, is blasphemy. This ayah refers to mountains that will vanish on the judgment day as if they were a mirage. Or to say ayah 3, Surah Al-Mutaffifin, وَإِذَا كَالُوهُمْ أَوْ وَزَنُوهُمْ يُخْسِرُونَ, upon weighing or measuring out of belittling it, such as if he meant that the saying of Allah and his threat have no value in his heart, is blasphemy. This ayah refers to some people cheating in measuring and weighing. Or to say ayah 47, Surah Al-Kahf, وَحَشَرْنَاهُمْ فَلَمْ نُغَادِرْ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدًا, when seeing a crowd out of belittling, it is blasphemy. This ayah refers to the judgment day when the people will be assembled without any of them left out. If one uses the ayahs of the Quran in other than their proper context without belittling them, one does not blaspheme. However, Shaykh Ahmad ibn Hajar said this is not far from being unlawful, haram. That is, saying that it is haram is the preponderant saying, because it contains lack of proper etiquette with the Qur'an. To cuss a prophet or an angel, who are all honorable like Jibreel, Azrael, Munkar, Nakir, or any other angel of Allah. To say words which mock the prayer, such as to say, I would be a pimp if I performed prayer. Or to say, nothing good has happened to me since I started praying. Because it contains belittlement of the prayer. Or to say after a person, for example, ordered one to pray, prayer is not proper for me, with the purpose of mockery, is blasphemy. However, if a menstruating woman said so, with the meaning that the prayer is not valid from her while menstruating, she does not blaspheme. To say to a Muslim, I'm your enemy and the enemy of your prophet, is blasphemy since it contains belittlement of the prophet. Or to say to a descendant of the Prophet, Sharif, I am your enemy and the enemy of your grandfather, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is blasphemy. However, if he meant a closer grandfather who is not a prophet, then he does not blaspheme. Or to say anything similar to those aforementioned abhorrent and ugly words is blasphemy. May Allah protect us from them. A large number of scholars, faqihs, of the four schools, like the Hanafi faqih Badr al-Rashid, who lived in the 8th century and authored a treatise in showing the blasphemous words, and the Maliki Qadi Iyad, who lived in the 6th century, in his book Ash-Shifa, may Allah Ta'ala have mercy upon both of them, enumerated many blasphemous things of blasphemous beliefs, acts, and sayings after they appeared in their time to warn people against them, which one needs to know to avoid them, because whoever does not know evil is more likely to fall into it. The worst evil is blasphemy. The rule upon which the scholars base their rulings in these cases is: any belief, action, or saying which belittles Allah, His books, His messengers, His angels, His rights, the well-known practices of His religion, that is, the obvious matters of the religion, like the prayer, adhan, and the mosque, His rules, His promise of paradise and reward, or His threat of hellfire and torture, is blasphemy. Hence, the human being must use caution with one's utmost effort to avoid blasphemy at all times. That is, let the person work with his most ability to avoid blasphemy, to be careful of it to the utmost level, because whomever dies on blasphemy loses this life and the hereafter. I ask Allah Ta'ala to protect us from blasphemy and to keep us steadfast on al-Islam and to keep us guided to the Sunnah, and Allah knows best. والحمد لله رب العالمين